Book 2, Canto 9, The Paradise of the Life Gods, pages 235 through 237. All things were perfect there that flower in time. Beauty was their creation's native mold. Peace was a thrilled, voluptuous purity. There, love fulfilled her gold and roseate dreams, and strength her crowned and mighty reveries. Desire climbed up a swift, omnipotent flame, and pleasure had the stature of the gods. Dream walked along the highways of the stars. Sweet common things turned into miracles. Overtaken by the spirit's sudden spell, smitten by a divine passion's alchemy, pain's self compelled, transformed to potent joy, curing the antithesis twixt heaven and hell. All life's high visions are embodied there, her wandering hopes achieved, her aureate combs caught by the honey-eater's darting tongue, her burning guesses changed to ecstasied truths, her mighty pantings stilled in deathless calm and liberated her immense desires. In that paradise of perfect heart and sense, no lower note could break the endless charm of her sweetness, ardent and immaculate. Her steps are sure of their intuitive fall. After the anguish of the soul's long strife, at length were found calm and celestial rest, and, lapped in a magic flood of sorrowless hours, healed were his warrior nature's wounded limbs in the encircling arms of energies that brooked no stain and feared not their own bliss. In scenes forbidden to our pallid sense, amid miraculous scents and wonder hues, he met the forms that divinize the sight, to music that can immortalize the mind and make the heart wide as infinity, listened and captured the inaudible cadences that awake the occult ear. Out of the ineffable hush it hears them come, trembling with the beauty of a wordless speech and thoughts too great and deep to find a voice, thoughts whose desire new makes the universe. A scale of sense that climbed with fiery feet to heights of unimagined happiness, recast his being's aura in joy glow, his body glimmered like a skyey shell, his gates to the world were swept with seas of light. His earth, dowered with celestial competence, harbored a power that needed now no more to cross the closed customs line of mind and flesh and smuggle Godhead into humanity. It shrank no more from the supreme demand of an untired capacity for bliss, a might that could explore its own infinite and beauty and passion and the depths reply, nor feared the swoon of glad identity where spirit and flesh in inner ecstasy join, annulling the quarrel between self and shape. It drew from sight and sound spiritual power, made sense a road to reach the intangible. It thrilled with the supernal influences that build the substance of life's deeper soul. Earth nature stood reborn, comrade of heaven. A fit companion of the timeless kings, equaled with the godheads of the living suns, he mixed in the radiant pastimes of the unborn. heard whispers of the player never seen, and listened to his voice that steals the heart and draws to it the breast of God's desire, and felt its honey of felicity flow through his veins like the rivers of paradise, made body a nectar cup of the absolute. In sudden moments of revealing flame, in passionate responses half unveiled, he reached the rim of ecstasies unknown. A touch supreme surprised his hurrying heart. The clasp was remembered of the wonderful, and hints leaped down of white beatitudes. Eternity drew close, disguised as love, and laid its hand upon the body of time. A little gift comes from the immensitudes, but measureless to life its gain of joy. All the untold beyond is mirrored there. A giant drop of the bliss unknowable overwhelmed his limbs, and round his soul became a fiery ocean of felicity. He foundered, drowned in sweet and burning vasts, the dire delight that could shatter mortal flesh, the rapture that the gods sustain he bore. Immortal pleasure cleansed him in its waves and turned his strength into undying power. Immortality captured time and carried life. End of Canto 9.